I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Elvis,
you seem to only getting down to that.
Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News on this Christmas 2007. We are on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm Allison Stewart.
Hey, happy holidays. I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, what's so special about all those Christmas specials on TV? We're going to tell you. But first,
our best of series, looking at the best of lists of 2007. Continues today with the best of the saddest Christmas songs as ranked by Entertainment Weekly magazine. These are not the songs that make you feel jolly, and they don't make you feel like decking the halls or riding in a one-horse sleigh. So for all you Scrooges out there, this list could be for you, and for BPP fans, it's also for you, because there's a person who is very special to our show who made it to the list at number 10. Let's start it off, though, at number one. It's Judy Garland, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight.
EW points out that if you really listen to the words and you know the context, it's a full-on bummer. It's from a sad scene from the movie Meet Me in St. Louis, where Garland tells her little sister in the film, it's okay, really, it's okay that we're moving away from all our friends.
Next year all our troubles will be miles away.
At number four, Joni Mitchell, River, where she cries herself a river and wants to escape all things Christmas.
It's coming on Christmas, they're cutting down trees, they're putting up reindeer and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
At number eight, the B-side to the Prince classic I Would Die For You. It's a really depressing song about a guy who's missing his girlfriend because she died on Christmas.
Last night, it's been another lonely Christmas. Darling, darling, you should have been there. It's all the ones I dream about. You are the one that makes my love shine.
And at number 10, a familiar voice to Bryant Park Project listeners, she does our musical editorials for us, singer-songwriter-blogger Jill Solbule is here. And Jill, congratulations, I think.
I finally made a list.
Were you oddly excited to be on the EW list of saddest Christmas songs?
I was so excited to be on any list, and I was really excited to beat out number 11, William S. Burroughs' Junkie's Christmas. So, and I was excited because I didn't think anyone knew this song.
When did you write this song?
I wrote this about 4 or 5 years ago with a friend, James Mastro, and I put it on a CD of mine that went out to just some fans, so there was probably about 20 people that heard this song. So it must have been the person from Entertainment Weekly was one of those 20.
Now, the name of the song is Saddest Day of the Year. But we should point out, I get your newsletter and a bit on your blog. You actually like Christmas.
Yeah, I like Christmas a lot. But I think this was also thinking about leaving New York and not having all those wonderful, iconic New York moments of Christmas. But I don't know, I probably wrote this just on a bad day.
All right, Jill, so we want to hear your song which made the EW list, The Saddest Day of the Year by Jill Solbule.
Okay, here goes. Everything's so tense, so bright and new. giant snowflakes fill Fifth Avenue. Window shoppers whistling merry tunes. Wait in line to get a better view of something that makes them feel alive, like when they were a child, waiting for the gifts to open. Around a jingle bells, wish your loved ones well, wish that you could be there with them. Christmas is the saddest day of the year. Christmas is the saddest day of the year. Carriage bypass skaters in the park. Buildings reaching up to neon stars. Lovers bundled up against the cold. Visions of sweet sugar plums and home, or something that makes you feel apart, that warms a jaded heart, waiting to restore your faith in a verse of silent night. Tuck the child in tight, wish that you could be there again. Christmas is the saddest day of the year.
It's a blue Christmas. Although that's got a really sweet sound to it. Was it hard to write a song that was sort of sad but still had that little bit of a holiday lilt?
Well, I think that sometimes it wouldn't have been right if it would have sounded like a dirge or a Nine Inch Nails
right.
kind of song. So I think it's still, I mean, it's almost kind of a little more sad when it has that kind of lilt. And my friend Eben on the Celeste. Yay. So,
yay, Eben.
And that's, I like to do that kind of mix music and lyrics together.
Are you a fan of Christmas music at all?
You know what? I kind of am. I have to admit, there's nothing like Johnny Mathis and Karen Carpenter singing Christmas songs. And I kind of am serious about that.
It's okay. I believe you when you say you're serious about that. Can you play us out with something that might have a little more holiday spirit in it, since you just admitted that you actually like some Christmas music?
Okay, here goes. Children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes, and love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere. Yuletide by the fireside and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here and we'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year.
Hearts melting all over the internet, the satellite universe, and on some terrestrial radio stations. Jill Sobule, happy holidays, and we'll see you in 2008.
Yay. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
You too.